Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so a Florida man tossed $4,000 worth of stolen meat when he found his girlfriend cooking with another man.
No!
Whoa, girl, what you doing? Independent says the Florida man tossed $4,000 worth of stolen meat. He made off with an assortment, like tops, sirloin, brisket, beef, and lamb, said authorities. So what ended up happening, he's a Cuban national. So is that mean illegal alien? He's accused of stealing $4,000 from a number of different grocery stores of meat. Hineas Renea of Jacksonville, who's caught on surveillance footage stealing an assortment of meats and fixins from two separate public stores, according to Flagler County Sheriff. Oh, man, that's a lot. Over $1,500 in meat from one plate, from one Publix. And then 20 minutes later, he stole over $2,000 worth of meat from another Publix. He was identified as the suspect. But then after, he drove to his girlfriend's house. And he found she was cooking with another dude. What? So after, you know, he found that out, he was very upset. He tossed most of the stolen meat. And that was, yeah. So he was arrested for felony retail theft. And he's in the, I don't know what about the girlfriend. She moved on and was cooking with another man. So, you know, just saying. That's a lot of meat to get, though, for two people.
It is.
Was he going to have a big old cookout? I've got questions. A man was arrested after groping a driver and causing a crash in Miami. Oh, for the love. This is in BC. The victim lost control of the car and crashed. This was in Little Havana. That's, yeah. The Oscar Aguirre, 26, he's accused of covering the victim's mouth and groping her. She's a driving service. She was driving him somewhere. And it made her lose control of the car and crash. And video shows, it was caught on video, like the crash and then the aftermath. Don't know if anybody was injured. He tried to flee later on foot, but was caught in a parking lot. So now he's got battery, culpable negligence, exposure to personal injury. He's got his bond. He also has a TRO against the victim. Oh, and he's an illegal alien, so he's on a hold. Isn't that interesting? Two stories, back to back now, involving illegal alien. A man was fired from his new job after he showed up in a bathrobe to collect his first paycheck after he was day drinking. Oh, I thought this was America.
Right.
So it apparently was an office prank. He was still hungover and he drank heavily the night before his first payday, his first day off. Colleagues were like, sleep it off, but he showed up to work the next morning anyway, still hungover and wearing a bathrobe. And he ended up being promptly fired, like days into his new job. Apparently they didn't like the spectacle of it. And
at least he got one paycheck.
Well, yeah, he did. He got like the one paycheck. Right. So there's that. A Florida woman was arrested after alleged fare ride line dispute with a child. Mm-hmm. Boca Raton. It was in Palm Beach County. They apparently got into a fight over a line at a ride at a fair. So a woman lost her temper. She thought an 11-year-old was cutting into the line. She grabbed and yelled at the kid. It's a South Florida fair. Reyesa D'Souza was arrested, charged with battery, and then resisting arrest without violence. So the girl stepped out of line to use the restroom with her parents and was trying to get back with her family. And that's when apparently the woman grabbed her by the arm, pulled her backward, and the child ran back to the parents crying. And then the deputies arrived, found that woman still waiting in line for the ride, and they took her into custody. I would have whooped her.
Man.
My gosh.
Give me an excuse.
I know. Like, what is wrong with people? It's an 11-year-old kid. Their family's there. They're trying to get back with their family. There are some people out there that are like really, they're very particular about the lining, about the queuing. I was talking with Colin Plume over at Noble Gold Investments, and we were discussing how no one really knows what 2026 is going to bring. Elections, markets, wars. But one thing we do know, gold and silver have outlasted every empire. And that's why gold keeps coming up as a steady, reliable option. Every crash, every currency. And at the end of the day, it's about that peace of mind. Having a little gold in your strategy can make those wild market swings a lot easier to live with. Because real wealth isn't flashy. It's being prepared and protecting what you've already built for yourself, your kids, and your grandkids. Create a more stable financial future. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana and download their free gold and silver guide. And when you open a qualified account, you'll receive a complimentary 3-ounce silver virtue coin. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. Having a little gold in your strategy can make those wild market swings a lot easier to live with. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana.
Doing taxes the old way meant handing everything off and just hoping things were moving. But now, you can feel confident your taxes are being handled right with Intuit TurboTax. Now you match with a TurboTax full-service expert. Just upload your documents right in the app, and boom, they take it from there. Start to finish, you've got a dedicated expert working your return. They check every deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome, so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And now you're not guessing what's happening, you're seeing it happen. TurboTax gives you real-time updates on your expert's progress while you go about your day. Run errands, grab a coffee, live your life. You're always in the loop. And if a question pops up, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Taxes are finally transparent, easier, and handled. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax full-service experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that 1 in 4 honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
You bring a gun into the district, you mark my words, you're going to jail. I don't care if you have a license in another district, and I don't care if you're a law-abiding gun owner somewhere else. You bring a gun into this district, count on going to jail, and hope you get the gun back.
Oh, my word. What is happening?
That's exactly how you reacted when it happened.
Oh my gosh. Woo! Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. Top of the second hour. I'm going to just say, separate from this, I like Jeanine Pirro. I've been on her show before, talked to her on the phone. She's hysterical because, you know, she's, you know, most people are like, hey, how are you? She just launches like feet first into a topic. There is no like, we're not doing the greetings and salutations. It wastes time. I'm kind of the same way, so I appreciate that. She's very straightforward and hysterical. Now, I don't even agree with my husband 100% of the time on things. So you know as sure as hell I ain't going to agree with anybody that's not my husband on probably even less than. What she said was not correct. Because you can get a non-resident DC permit. I have a lot of friends who have them. And, in fact, one of my friends was the first to get one. It is the laws that you have, the hoops that you have to jump through, because you have to have like separate things for your ammo. I mean, you can't even have like a shell case. It's so stupid. So that's not entirely correct. I don't know. At first we were like, well, is she just referencing prohibited possessors, right? Maybe. And then she's like, even if you're law. I was like, oh, no. Oh, I was thinking that when I first saw that clip, that was what I was thinking. And then she said, I was like, no, no. I was like launching in my mind, launching myself at the word to shove it back in her mouth. And, you know, like, no, get back in there. Don't come out. Don't be verbalized. Shh. Just didn't happen. I don't have that ability. But yes, you can. I mean, you there are non-resident permits that you can get, and it's okay. And this was, you know, all about the Preddy case and et cetera, et cetera. Now, she tried cleaning it up. This was cut 17. Listen to this.
Good morning, everyone. I'm here in the office, and some people are concerned about something I said yesterday, so I want to be crystal clear. I am a proud supporter of the Second Amendment. I have guns myself, long guns, handguns, and I'm a proud high-heeled gun owner. In fact, I even keynoted an NRA convention. However, you need to be responsible, and every responsible gun owner that I know makes sure that they understand the laws where they are going and understand whatever registration requirements there might be. President Trump's goal here, and my goal as well, is to make sure we take guns out of the hands of criminals. There is a reason that we have the lowest homicide rate in recorded history. We're taking guns off the street, illegal guns, in the hands of criminals who want to use those guns to victimize law-abiding citizens. There's a big difference here. You're responsible. You follow the laws. You're not going to have a problem with me.
Hmm. So, I mean, yes, it's not a... What are you saying over there? It didn't do it for you?
No, it didn't. Because
I really
she
like
was
her,
pretty
so be nice.
Clear.
I don't have to like get mad and come at you like Amy Klobuchar with my screen.
Well, she was pretty clear in her original comment about, I don't care if you're a law-abiding person in another district. Yeah. She was really clear in that first one. Yet she was very broad and muddy with the apology. She wasn't specific. She didn't tackle or address any of the specific things she said in her original argument. She just said, I'm a friend of 2A, I'm a supporter of 2A. That's very general in response to a specific thing you said.
Mm. It is. It's very, very, very general. The administration just needs to be very careful about messaging on this. They need to be very, very careful about messaging. Now, in D.C., specifically, like I said, you can get a non-resident permit. It's not entirely super easy to get, but it's possible and you can get them. Like I said, I have a lot of friends that have gotten them. But, you know, the big thing is that the administration is not inspiring a lot of confidence in terms of its defense of the Second Amendment because of this stuff. And I don't like to see people having to do damage control over it. And that's the other thing. I mean, it's the statement that anybody bringing a gun in the district will go to jail, that wasn't really pushed back entirely. Permit holders from other jurisdictions face charges. She was trying to clarify those. She had with that second video. But I think, you know, she said that her goal was to take guns out of the hands of criminals. And, you know, a friend of mine said, you know, you could have a valid Virginia permit, and if you carry a pistol in D.C., that's you're a criminal under D.C. law. So I don't think that they should be prosecuted as zealously as you would prosecute a violent repeat offender, you know, who's involved in carjacking or something like that. So, and the ban on openly carried firearms and what they call, I hate this word, large capacity, because it's so stupid. I mean, that is something that, I mean, it violates the Second Amendment. And I want to see the DOJ talk about violating the Second Amendment and standing up for citizens' rights more so than, you know, going after people who might be made criminals because of, you know, incredibly ridiculous, incredibly ridiculous laws. That's and then prosecuting them the same as you would, you know, a violent felon. And that's the big issue. I don't like the idea of a quote unquote unregistered gun. I don't like that phrase. I think it's all an abridgment. It is. Because it is all an abridgment. And so I want to hear more about sticking up for law-abiding gun owners than perhaps going after them as though they are criminals because they don't adhere to DC's stupid, purposefully confusing laws. That's, you know, I don't even know what she could say at this point. unless she goes out and says, okay, well, we're not going to go after anybody who has, you know, a carry permit from another state. You know, maybe we'll just, like, you know, have like a misdemeanor, you know, wrist slap or something if they're in D.C. with it. I don't know. But I don't think that she's going to do that. It's just, my point is that it made a mess out of something that didn't even need to be. There was no mess that needed to be made. The administration needs to stop jerking this attention back onto firearms, because it has nothing to do with guns. This has to do with use of lethal force, and it has to do with impeding federal law enforcement investigations. Has nothing to do with 2A. That was one of the things I remarked about over the weekend. It has nothing to do with the Second Amendment. Stop being about that. The moment the guy who was carrying decided to commit a felony, thereby committing another felony. But this is just not helpful. And it's frustrating, because now it puts good people, it puts them up for a ton of criticism that, you know, they ended up netting because of this, because of their remarks. I don't know. And there have been a lot of groups and a lot of other folks that have been very concerned about all of this as well. But it's something. And here's the other thing. And Kay made this good point, because he's like, it's sort of bizarre that we're in this world where the left is pro-gun. They're not. Here's the thing. You're being baited. They're trying to do two things at once here. I have a piece coming out in the Washington Times about this week. They're trying to do two things at once. The first thing that they're trying to do is they're trying to go after ICE and use of lethal force. And they're temporarily supporting this guy's, you know, Second Amendment rights, just as a way to divide further, exploit the division on the right over this, because they're seizing on the ill-timed and ill-informed remarks that the admin has been making about the Second Amendment. The other thing, too, is they're trying to redefine what they think legal carry is and mainstream that. If you've noticed, like the Giffords group, the Brady group, they've all been very careful with their language. You know, they don't say that he lawfully carried in that situation. They say that he was a lawful firearm owner. And then separately from that, they're very careful with their words. They get into use of lethal force, because they don't believe that he was a lawful gun owner. All of these same exact groups, these were the people who advocated against optics. They advocated for any magazine that was like over 5 to 7 rounds, that held 5 to 7 rounds. They campaigned against having, you know, regular, you know, detachable magazines. For crying out loud, they advocated against threaded barrels. I mean, this is who these people are. Everything about the pistol that this dude had, they wanted him to be a felon for it before his engagement with ICE ever happened. They would have made him a felon over it. I mean, Gavin Newsom banned carry of firearms in protest in California. So this idea, and notice how none of them have come out and said, well, you should be able to carry to protest. They haven't said that, because they know in a number of these states, the states and local municipalities that have passed restrictions on carry and protests have all been Democrat. So they're trying to mainstream what they think is a more lukewarm view of the Second Amendment. So they're trying to walk it back by exploiting the support of Second Amendment advocates. They're trying to walk it back and redefine it. You got to be very careful what these people do. They're very crafty. But it doesn't help. You know, it doesn't help when you have administrative officials make these remarks that really serve that purpose. Right there. So now they're trying to get Republicans to be like, yeah, should you be able to carry in a protest? You got all these admin people coming out. Well, you know, you shouldn't be able to carry. Oh, he had 2 loaded magazines. Oh, my gosh. You know, full maximum capacity. All this other stupid verbiage that I've heard. They're trying to get Republicans to accept that and mainstream it. You got to be very, very careful. Very careful with us. But like I said, it stopped being a Second Amendment issue the second the guy committed a felony while carrying. And he committed a felony while carrying by carrying while committing a felony. During the holidays, it's easy for all the healthy habits to go out the window. Desserts, late nights, you name it. But now that the new year has begun, I have one easy suggestion to get you back on track, and it starts with Cove Pure. Everyone runs to new supplements, diets, and workouts, but ignores the most basic thing, water. Even mild dehydration hurts your energy, your focus, and metabolism. And with all the garbage in tap water, you're starting behind before you even begin. Cove Pure fixes that. Their ClearWave reverse osmosis tech removes up to 99.9% of contaminants, PFAs, microplastics, pharmaceutical residue, fluoride, heavy metals, so you're just drinking water, which is why we love it. And you can pick hot, cold, or warm water at the touch of a button and use size presets like 16 ounces to make hitting your water goals simple. It sits on your countertop, no installation or plumber needed. I have mine in my studio and my team uses it every day. Make a New Year's resolution that sticks. Improve your health with Cove Pure. Get $200 off for a limited time when you use my link, covepure.com/Dana. That's covepure.com/Dana.
Doing taxes the old way meant handing everything off and just hoping things were moving. But now you can feel confident your taxes are being handled right with Intuit TurboTax. Now you match with a TurboTax full-service expert. Just upload your documents right in the app, and boom, they take it from there. Start to finish, you've got a dedicated expert working your return. They check every deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome, so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And now you're not guessing what's happening, you're seeing it happen. TurboTax gives you real-time updates on your expert's progress while you go about your day. Run errands, grab a coffee, live your life. You're always in the loop. And if a question pops up, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Taxes are finally transparent, easier, and handled. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax full-service experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right. So first and foremost, this is a crazy story. So Savannah Guthrie's mom was apparently kidnapped, and there was an alleged ransom note that was sent. I think maybe TMZ had it first, where they were demanding millions in Bitcoin. This is a weird. They said there was apparently like blood outside, and her pacemaker stopped syncing with her Apple Watch over the weekend, apparently. That to me was a real, I don't know, maybe it's because it's too far apart, I don't know. Pima County Sheriff, they said that they were aware of reports that were circulating about all of this. By the way, all the auto videos that play on these websites, I know, it went to me though. I'm like, gosh, dang it, you people, no one wants to hear your stuff. But the thing that gets me is that they said that like the neighbors thought that, you know, they noticed some things that were strange. There was apparently some blood outside. But yeah, the pacemaker stopped syncing with the watch, and now you have this like alleged ransom note. This is just such a weird. I saw another headline where they said maybe it was one of her fans that went too far. What? I know, that's crazy. Even crazier, Jill Biden's ex-husband was charged with killing his wife. Former First Lady Jill Biden, her ex-husband, murdered his wife, apparently. Well, that's what he's being charged with. Following an extensive weeks-long investigation, this is police in Delaware. They announced this earlier today. Actually, no, yesterday. Police officers responded to a reported domestic dispute. They found Linda Stevenson, 64, unresponsive on the living room floor. Her husband had called 911 at the time. They are charging him with first-degree murder in connection with his wife's death. The indictment alleges that he, quote, did intentionally cause the death of his wife. He didn't post $500,000 bonds, so he's in jail. That is her ex-husband. She was married to a guy who's capable of murder. I'm not surprised. Is that the guy she left Biden for?
I think so.
Yeah. Ooh, this is very weird. Remember how Billie Eilish was all, we're on stolen land. Okay, well, yeah, the Native American tribe that owns the land that her mansion is on, they have a message for her. They're like, go ahead and give it back then. How about that? It's the Tongva tribe. They said her $3 million home does, in fact, sit on its ancestral land. Notice they didn't say it's our land. They just said ancestral land. And they said that she hasn't contacted them ever. but they said that maybe she should explicitly reference this next time. Do you honestly think Billie Eilish even knows who the Tonka Tribe is? No, she doesn't, because she's a dumb, stupid white chick whose brother plays dolls with her as a real-life doll. She doesn't write any of her own stuff. All she does is sing in the same breathy, the whole time. The whole thing is her brother who created her. That's it.
There's an update on that story from this morning from an LA law firm. Mm-hmm. Sinai Law says that they are the actual top eviction law firm, and they will help evict Billie Eilish if necessary.
Yeah, that's what happens when you go out there and you say stupid stuff like that. We'll return to this story. The son of Gaddafi, Muammar Gaddafi, was killed, according to news sources. The Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, the son, and I think it was the oldest of his sons, because he has others, have been, he was killed, according to family sources. They said this yesterday. They don't have any details of exactly what all the roles, you know, what happened, but interesting. So he's now X'd off the earth's crust like his father was. Very interesting. And now we have people getting, this is a crazy story. A police recruit in New Orleans was taken out of service, arrested by federal agents because he's here illegally. Aspiring police officer taken into ICE. I know, ICE custody. They said that there was nothing in his personnel packet that would give us reason to believe that he didn't have legal status. Really, nothing in his packet. They said he had a valid driver's license. Yeah, but because some states have been giving them out, that's why. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. It's good to be back with you. Had a fun time in Kansas, although it was 2 degrees in Wichita. You people are tough up there. I walked out. There's snow everywhere. My heart cried. But everybody was very sweet. It was a very nice time. While that was happening, you know, everybody was gearing up for the Grammy. I didn't watch the Grammy. I used to watch award shows because I loved the pomp and circumstance and I liked the fashion of it. And I don't know. Maybe it's the years go by. I just have less tolerance for stupid stuff. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. But what gets me is that they go all off on, you know, for instance, like Jelly Roll, who lost a lot of weight, by the way. And he apparently didn't do it with the fat jabs. He apparently was like working out. He worked out with a friend of mine who's a bow hunter. He like worked out and ate right and, you know, because diet is 90% of it. That is a legit thing. I say this as somebody that does intermittent fasting every day. It is a legit thing. So he, you know, he had made his acceptance speech and he was talking about Jesus because he's become Christian. He's really growing in his faith. He was asked about ICE because, you know, all these celebrities. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because they're trying to really go at him. Like him, Sydney Sweeney, every single time I see their names pop up somewhere, it's always some reporter that's trying to, you know, foment some kind of new controversial narrative over the goofiest thing. So he was asked about all of the ICE stuff and he was not going to get into it. This is cut 33. He was not going to get into it. Listen.
I can tell you that people shouldn't care to hear my opinion, man. You know, I'm a dumb redneck. I haven't watched enough. I didn't have a phone for 18 months. I've had one for 4 months and don't have social media. I hate to be the artist that's that aloof, but I've become so disconnected from what's happening. And I'm just not I grew up in a house of like insane pandemonium. And like I didn't even know politics were real until I was in my mid-20s in jail. Like, that's how disconnected. When you grow up in a drug addict household, you think we, like, have common calls about what's happening in world politics? Like, we're just trying to find a way to survive, man, you know? And I have a lot to say about it, and I'm going to in the next week, and everybody's going to hear exactly what I have to say about it in the most loud and clear way I've ever spoken in my life. So I look forward to it.
Yeah, he was being classy about it. He did make a good point, though. I don't think he needed to put himself down at all because, I mean, the reason that he is where he is because he's made some real smart decisions. You know, he says he's a dumb redneck, but you don't make dumb decisions and get where you are. But what he touched on, I thought was interesting because he was like, you know, back then we were just trying to survive. And it's very, this is why I feel like there is such an impetus on not just news gathering, but relaying things as accurately as possible. And there's some things you can be sensational over and you can have fun over. But I think you still, that is separate from making sure that you're correct with information because people are just trying to live. I mean, people are trying to survive right now. For some of us, this is what we're nerds and we really enjoy it. And then others, it's our, you know, it's what we do for our profession. And I think, you know, when you have that responsibility, you know, you do need to turn around and make sure that you're giving a return on the investment of someone's time into your content by being a straight shooter with them and not BSing them about stuff, especially when their time is so limited because they're just trying to survive, is what he was alluding to. Like, you're not able to follow every single thing. And I will say, you know, with the advent of social media, humans aren't supposed to follow every single thing. There's certain things that I just can't follow because I'm too busy following everything else. I don't have research assistants. So it's incredibly important, you know, not just to be first, but to be correct on things. But good for him, because they were like, oh, can you believe me? They were trying to act like they were offended on behalf of dumb rednecks. Like, all of a sudden the press cares about rednecks. When did that happen? When the hell did the press ever care about a redneck? They still don't. They're pretending to, just like they're pretending to support the Second Amendment in the Alex Pretty case, which isn't even about the Second Amendment. This is what the media does. Oh, Jelly Roll said he's a dumb redneck. Now they're going to act like it's a slur or something. The media's hated flyover people forever. Don't sit here and act like you're all offended for the rednecks now. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lanta. Oh, peas and carrots. Don't act like you're all offended for them now. I just thought what he did was a heck of a lot better than Billie Eilish. We don't really need to play her thing, do we? I feel like she's literally just a creation of her brother. I feel like her brother went from playing dolls to just dressing up his baby sister, and he made her into an artist because she doesn't do any of this. Like, he writes the songs. He does all of it. That's true. So, I mean, they can get mad. Yeah, go ahead and play it. Might as well. Go ahead.
No one is illegal on stolen land.
We can't run the video because the crappy award show will sue us. No one is illegal on stolen land. There's no such thing as stolen land. It's either purchased or conquered.
Yeah, it's just...
All the land all over the world is either purchased or conquered. Everything. And if she's so upset about stolen land, then she can give her big old mansion to the Tonga tribe because they're like, yeah, that's our ancestral land that your house is on. But she doesn't even know any of this because her brother didn't write it on a song sheet for her. So she doesn't know. Her brother Phineas and Ferb. I like Phineas and Herb better, honestly, though. Let's be real. I do feel like he just created her. I've not been a fan. I've never really been a fan because it felt contrived to me. I feel like she's a wannabe Regina Spektor or a wannabe Jessica Hoop or a wannabe... Tori Amos, in a way, although Tori Amos, we don't agree politically, but she's brilliant. But she's like an entirely creation of her brother.
Yeah.
Her brother couldn't be the chick singer, so he made his sister the chick singer. Also, so I just.
Yeah, the problem with her argument, though, as far as stolen land is concerned, is there's. How far do we go back? Do we go back 200 years?
Let's go all the way back to cave people, or dinosaurs.
Years? 1,000 years? Like, yeah. It never ends. That's why her position on this and everyone's position on this is just dumb.
And indigenous nations also bought or conquered it. I mean, it's like right of conquering. I mean, that's they bought or conquered it themselves. There's no, I mean, stop saying the stupid phrases. But what it is they want to delegitimize. Oh, let me say it the Candace Owens way. Delegitimize. Macabre. They want to delegitimize the United States. I mean, that's how all this whole argument came to be, like the creation of the Republic, the validity and veracity of the claims, etc. It's all designed for that. But just like the difference between her and, you know, Jelly Roll or, you know, some of these other folks that are up there. Like, nobody took, you know, and then you got Peter Dinklage. Good night. So I don't know who this poet is. It's some dumb poet. He's reading this poem. It's about Rene Good. He's on the steps of the Public Theater in New York City. And Peter Dinklage has decided, I don't know, this is like the worst poem ever. Just check it out. Toss him.
This is a poem by Amanda Gorman called for Rene Nicole Good, killed by ICE on January 7th, 2026. They say she is no more, that there her absence roars, blood blown like a rose. ICE wheels flinched and froze. Now, bare riot of candles, dark fury of flowers, pure howling of hymns. If for
oh
us, rose.
This makes me hate poetry. It makes me hate poetry. Look, somebody's trying to be Allen Ginsberg. So tired of this stuff. So that was a bad poem. So what is it like? The he's mad because she hit an agent.
Just a little mad.
Toss him. I'm quoting Lord of the Rings. Every now and then I'll do that, by the way. So don't get mad at me. I just like just stop. Just stop. I Hollywood's struggling right now with their with their films. The last thing that they need are for actors that are trying to seek a stay on relevancy by dabbling in politics in the most uninformed ways. Like, no one's telling you not to have an opinion on politics, but don't be what's the word? Just don't be annoying and rude about it. Don't feed into misinformation. For all the art that these people do, why is so little effort put into understanding the political issue for which they want to speak on? For all of the artistry that they try to put in everything else, it's like they just, you know, spit out this thing. And it's just, it cheapens everything that they do. They're free to do that, of course. And we're also free to say, wow, you just cheapened yourself. The mystery of an artist is part of the artistry. That's part of it. There is an allurement there. There is intrigue. There is something that makes that person do what they do that always keeps you hooked and waiting to see what else they do. And when you compromise that by giving people too much insight, when you show all the mess and what's under the rug and what's in the closet, the magic is gone. There's not a lot of magic left in the world. And there's some people hell-bent on destroying it entirely because they're hyper-political, but yet they have more zeal than knowledge, especially on these issues. There's a way, if you dislike immigration law, then talk about parts of immigration law that you dislike. But going out there with a Mao-esque phrase of, you know, no one's on stolen land. By the way, the sloganeering it's a populist tactic. Remember, populism is not a belief set. It is a tactic. Populism is not a principle. It is a tactic. And it can be used by anything. Dangerous to assume that it's not. Because even Mao used it. You have these slogans that people say over and over again. No one's on stolen land. Like how the slogans like Hamas uses, from the river to the sea and all that. They're slogans designed to skim over issues and try to create a false sense of shallow unity while also denigrating the issue by diminishing it to just a single string of like really like ad libs or mad libs. It's like, you know, non sequitur. That's what it is. It's sloganeering. She could have gone out there and said, you know, I disagree with, you know, this, or I disagree with the enforcement, instead of going stolen land. Like that's just like the dumbest thing you could go out and say. Especially knowing history about purchase and conquer. It's just dumb. It makes you sound dumb. And now look, all this backlash. There's a way, if you're gonna espouse a thought, do it in a smart way. I think people don't begrudge individuals that disagree if they do it from a position of at least giving enough of a rat's ass to learn about it to talk intelligently. I can't listen to people who think so little of an issue that this is all they offer for it. If you can't be smart on the issue, then why should we care? If you don't do the due diligence to at least understand the issue before you speak on it, why the hell should we care what you say? You're not owed a space on the mantle of public opinion.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
This is Teddy Mellencamp from Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge. There's a new season of 90 Day the Single Life, and it's hotter than ever.
If you've never seen 90 Day before, this is the one that will get you hooked. Their marriages crumbled. Now, 8 singles are taking the leap and stepping back out to the scariest place of all, the dating world.
There will be exciting first dates, steamy hookups, big letdowns, and potential love waiting in the most unexpected places.
Don't miss a new season of 90 Day, The Single Life, Monday at 8 on TLC.